Hi, and welcome to the latest podcast. In this one, I want to talk a little bit about conflict because it is something that I do get questions about for people who want me to explore this and find solutions. It's also one of the things where if I had to nominate one thing that causes the most challenge, the most struggle in people's lives, including if I look back on my own life, it would be conflict. It's the conflict at home between parents and children, between partners, between family members. It's conflict in the workplace. It's conflict when you're driving your car. Conflict seems to be everywhere. When I learnt about conflict and started to realize some things, that's when I started to see how invasive conflict is on our life, because it impacts so many things: our emotional health, our mental health, our ability to have joy and satisfaction and connection. So for this podcast, I want to explore that. I want to make it a little bit fun though. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to interview myself, which means I'll ask myself a question and then I'll provide an answer. And this is to give everyone an idea about conflict, where it sits, and not just pointing out the problems, it's also showing people how they can change the conflict in their life, how they can get control of it, how they can minimize it, how they can reduce the impact that it has on them. So what I'll do for the interview is I'll drop my voice when I'm the interviewer so it becomes obvious when I'm saying something as that person, and then I'll answer accordingly. So it's just something a little fun I feel like doing. So strap in, enjoy yourself, and I hope you enjoy this and get a lot out of it. Okay, welcome to today's podcast on conflict. Today we have Wayne Brown joining us. He'll be exploring conflict, the impact that it has had on his life, and also how he has managed to get control of it and make it actually work for him. So welcome, Wayne. You've never made a secret of the fact that you've had a lot of conflict in the past. Can you give us a quick summary for those of us that don't know your story? Certainly, Wayne. Conflict is an interesting thing in my life because growing up, I didn't see very much from my parents. So conflict, either good or bad, wasn't modeled with my parents. They tended to do it behind closed doors that I'm aware of. I only ever heard my mother raise her voice once to my father. Obviously raised her voice a few times to us as kids because, you know, we were kids. And so therefore, because they did it behind closed doors, growing up, once I'd moved into adult relationships or intimate relationships, I had no concept of how to deal with conflict, either good or bad. So it wasn't healthy. It probably wasn't, anywhere where it should be. So my first major relationship was my first marriage, and the conflict in that was a lot of tension, some disagreements, yelling, a lot of me trying to pacify by putting myself and my goals and my desires down so that they could get what they needed to be happy, because apparently back then I believed that's what you did. You put yourself second so that they could feel happy. You tried to make them happy. So that was how that started out, and that marriage only lasted 4 years. And I started reading and trying to understand all about relationships, especially things like conflict, because I struggled with that one. I really did. And so after a while, I started to learn some things and I thought I was making progress. And then I met the woman who would become my second wife. And that relationship was a next level conflict. We had I was with her for 11 years, and we had a lot of tension, a lot of stress, a lot of arguing, yelling for hours on end. How my vocal cords survived, I don't know. There was lots of tension. Sadly, we did that conflict in front of family, friends. We had a business at one stage, so we did it in front of employees. It was not a healthy relationship in that regard. We would wake up and literally within a couple of minutes be yelling and screaming at each other. They do say that when you've got extensive tension in your life like that, that you're more likely to become very ill. Thankfully, that didn't happen with me. So that relationship I saw at the end was not going to change it. That conflict was going to be ever present. It wasn't going to end. And so therefore, just keep going until one of us died. And the way the tension levels were, I had a feeling it probably wouldn't be that long. So I ended that relationship. And that's where I started to really start to think about conflict. I went within myself, I looked at the way I felt, the way I reacted, where it came from. I really started to look into that. So my history with conflict up to that point was not very healthy. And it was something where, looking back, it almost feels like that's another person. The way that he was so inept at dealing with conflict, at reaching a resolution, dealing with it in a mature way. And that wasn't just with that. Anytime I had conflict with anything, I was very much passive about it. I pulled back. I didn't like the conflict because I didn't know how to deal with it. So it was not healthy. I did not have a good relationship with conflict. So why do you believe that you and so many people end up in this situation? Oh, I would say probably the biggest thing that contributes to that is we, A, don't get educated about it. B, we tend to get taught that we need to not have conflict, to calm down, to build a bridge, to get over it. So we are generally taught and conditioned to suppress our emotions, which in the end ultimately comes out as either aggression when we get triggered, or it becomes passive aggression, which I believe is even more damaging, which is one where the anger comes out in little tiny bite-sized pieces, which are not healthy. They undermine relationships, they undermine all sorts of things, and still cause immense damage because the anger is internalized and you hold it inside. So because of this lack of education, this lack of understanding, we tend to use our conflict in a non-healthy way, and it causes more damage than resolving issues. So we end up with more issues rather than resolving them and having less. So what led to you changing this behavior? Was there an epiphany or an aha moment? So like I said, in my second marriage, when it was reaching its end, I realized, looking at it, that it wasn't going to change. I saw that over 11 years, nothing had changed. Neither of us had developed the skills. Neither of us had developed the desire, I think, to actually sit down and resolve it using tools and processes that actually make sense and move us as a couple forward in our relationship. So that was one of the epiphanies. There were other ones as well, and I say this with all due respect to her, my mother, because she passed quite a number of years ago, is she had given me this belief of feeling guilty about doing things. So that would cause me to put myself second and put them first, which built resentment in me. So that was one that I realized was a big one, was the way that we prioritize ourselves when it comes to conflict, and having that the right way around can actually lead to a better result. So if you're actually putting yourself first in conflict in a healthy way, the outcome is a lot better. So that was one of the epiphanies that I had. The others were reading numerous books on conflict and their opinion, their education of it. And a lot of it I agreed with it, some of it I didn't. It didn't feel right for me. And that was when I finished that second marriage. I was sitting alone in my house. I surrounded myself with all of these books, as well as numerous others on communication and relationships and parenting and all of this sort of thing, just trying to make sense of life. And I was looking at the process of conflict. So when it happens, it's what goes on in my head, what sort of thought processes lead me to that point of the conflict, and what thought processes keep me rooted in that conflict where I can't get a resolution, I can't get some sort of win-win situation. So it was very much an internal journey and looking at where I'd been and also where I'd like to go based off some of this information that I'd learnt and also the things that I'd realised and had these aha moments about with my own journey with conflict. So it was looking back through all of my conflicts and seeing how they were dealt with or not dealt with, as the case may be, and how I wanted to move forward with that and what was the result I was after. So that was the sort of epiphanies and the realizations that led to me finally getting a handle on it all. So what do you believe would have happened had you not realized these things and had these epiphanies? Oh, jeez. Well, as I joked about my second marriage, I did joke about it that I'd probably be arguing with her still to this day until one of us was dead. And even though I made a joke of that, that was deadly serious, because those sorts of things create so much stress in the body. And this has all been proven with numerous studies, that when you have those sorts of stress levels, when you have that sort of suppression of anger, where you're not letting the true anger out, the truth out of how you're feeling, and instead you're just suppressing all this rage and you're expressing it in a not healthy way. These studies have proven again and again and again that these things lead to cancers. They lead to all sorts of bodily challenges, physical challenges. And I didn't want that. I'd seen my grandmother and my mother passed from cancer. It wasn't pleasant watching that, and it certainly couldn't have been pleasant going through that. And I didn't want that for myself. I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to be happy. I wanted to have these connections with people. I wanted to have a relationship that worked. I wanted to have a relationship where I actually wanted to see the person, because when I was with my second wife, I'd hear the garage door go up and I just knew that in a few minutes we'd probably be having an argument, and invariably we did, and I just had enough of that. And yeah, if I hadn't had that epiphany and walked away, especially if I hadn't walked away, if I hadn't sat down and had these epiphanies and thought about this and broken it down, I'd probably still be doing that to this day. And I'm now 15 years out from that marriage. So, yeah, it's one of those things that is, I don't think about it because I don't want to go back there, in as much as I don't want to think about what could have happened. I just like to embrace what has happened, you know, and that's the thing I really carry from it, is what I got out of it that led me to where I am now. So that would lead us to a really good question. What have you learned, and how can that help the people that are listening to this podcast? You know, what were the lessons that you have learned? Well, if I had to sum up conflict, because I used to do conflict in two ways. I either fought it out with my partner, which was not healthy, as I've just pointed out. And if I had conflict with people that I needed to bring up, so family members, work colleagues, employers, that sort of thing, I tended to suppress it, which is, as I've mentioned, not healthy. So one of the big things I've learned, especially through going through looking internally, so exploring how I had conducted conflict, and what I ultimately did is I came up with a system. So I broke down that internal journey into a series of steps so that I could deal with conflict in a healthy way. And so what I've learned about conflict is that if you're upset, if you're triggered, if you're angry, if you're any of these things, that situation is only about you. If the other person is triggered, if they have their anger surfacing, etc., that's their issue. So whoever's getting triggered, that's their stuff that they need to deal with. So if those people, whoever's triggered, whether it's yourself or someone else, if you deal with that, that is an opportunity to improve yourself as a person, to become a better version of you, to become more capable at dealing with stuff. So I found that that system helped me do that immensely. And because I realized it's my stuff, rather than being retaliatory and defending myself and throwing it all back at my partner, because I dealt with my stuff, I found that it reduced my conflict massively, like well over 90%. And therefore, there was no yelling, there was no screaming, there was no... I still get annoyed where my voice will go up. If it even goes up slightly, my wife's like, "Can you not yell?" And I'm like, "I'm not yelling. My voice is just going up. I just can't help that. That's naturally what I do." However, if there is conflict in my life nowadays, it tends to get dealt with internally. So I make sense of it. I get the lessons, all of that sort of thing, so that I don't need to take it out on my partner. And same as if she gets upset by something, I realize it's not about me. It's her stuff. She has to deal with it. So rather than having some sort of reaction to that, it tends to be I then can help guide her through that journey so she can learn what she needs to learn. So conflict is, compared to what I had, is vastly different to what it was. It's, yeah, it's a night and day. It's black and white. It's totally different nowadays. And I'm so glad that I did. You also asked how this would help the people that are listening to this. What I've decided to do, and if you're listening to this podcast, you will be one of the people who listens to my All About Relationships weekly show on Edge Radio Australia. And if you are one of those people that either listens live to the show or to the recording on Sunday, or you're listening to this podcast, which obviously you are, I have decided I want to do something because I get so many people asking me about conflict and how to deal with certain things. I'm going to do an online course where I am personally teaching you about conflict, which means not only will I be showing you my system and how it can help you minimize your conflict and also deal with it more effectively and get a better outcome, both for you and whoever you've got the conflict with. I'll not only be showing you that, I'll be able to answer questions. So you can give me actual scenarios and I'll give you answers as to how to deal with it. So, and this will be not just in intimate relationships. This will be friendships, family, work situations, conflict of any sort, even conflict with yourself. And this will be spread over 3 days, 1.5 hours each. That's the actual session. If we go longer with questions and stuff, so be it. And I also have to be very aware that with time zones, not everyone's going to be able to come on it live. So therefore, I'm setting it up as well to be recorded so that people can go back and watch it again if they feel the need, and also the people with different time zones can also watch it. So yes, I'll be conducting that. So if they want to go to my website, it's waynebrown.com.au, and there'll be a registration page there where people can sign up and do this little course and learn how to minimize the conflict in their life. So there's no more yelling, there's no more screaming, there's no more stress, there's no more pushing it down, sucking it up, building a bridge, no more of that rubbish. It's getting to a situation where both have the result that they want. It's a win-win situation. You're negotiating it. It's learning how to communicate and connect and build connection with people, because conflict is actually one of those things where it's designed to create connection, not destroy it. So if you're doing it in a healthy way, you're building connection, not getting rid of it. So yeah, that's the offer, where people can learn how to deal with their conflict in a far healthier way and get a better result. Okay, thank you for joining us today, Wayne. It's been very interesting. I've learned some things as well. And I hope the people listening have learned some things. And if they go to, it was waynebrown.com.au, is that right? Yes, that's right. If they go to that website, waynebrown.com.au, they can sign up to learn how to deal with conflict in a more healthy way. So thank you for joining us today, Wayne. It's been wonderful. Thank you very much. And we'll catch everyone on the next podcast. Take care.